It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We've had a couple of notes about technical issues this past week, one by email from a listener named Gary. He writes that he appreciates the fact that we provide a web stream, but continues, "I wonder if the encoder is being driven a little hard. I frequently hear what sounds like overload distortion. Most recently, I've heard it on live audio during All Things Considered. A frequent offense is the intro to Q on weekday afternoons." Our reply to Gary, when the audio goes to our transmitters, the levels are controlled by processing equipment specifically designed for that purpose. As a result, those listening over the air rarely hear the problems of the type that you mentioned, Gary. Since we do not have the same quality of processing on our web streams, keeping that sound level even is more of a challenge. Another factor is that we do not monitor web audio as closely as we do the on-air signal, but we will be paying extra attention to both of our web streams this week and see if we can't do some fine-tuning. Phyllis from Prestonburg writes, "I'm getting a lot of interference from another station. At one point last Saturday, the other station took over completely. I assume this is because of atmospheric conditions, but in case it's technology, thought I'd say something." Our best guess is that what Phyllis is hearing is related to atmospheric conditions, specifically conditions that are more common during the summer. If that is the case, it's something we can't do anything about, but we know that it will clear up or remain very sporadic. We invite you to send or call in your comments about our programming, news, even technical issues. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. The number again, 859-622-1657, the email, weku@eku.edu. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.